Right, let's take this from the guy standpoint. And this is what drives me fucking bonkers.
When guys can't talk because we're doing the guys.
Sorry.
He's like, no, you're very.
I haven't made the full transition.
When guys go on stage, you go, well, I'm a feminist. I'm like, all right, the pandering horse shit's going to stop right now because. Listen, I'm for women's equal rights, but I'm not saying I'm a feminist, all right? There's a difference, all right? And you're just trying to get laid. It's just, listen, there are better lies to say than you're a feminist.
For the ladies here
even
tonight.
When Jason, even when my boyfriend went home, which that was the...
Who was on two episodes of the Safe Word podcast before? Thank you, Jason Scoop.
And it was just on Dana Carvey's show, so congratulations, guys. You really killed him by not putting him on your bar show in Queens.
Hey, I'll stand up for that hookah lounge.
You showed him! You showed him! But no, he said something. There was basically what happened is there was this whole thing where he called this girl ugly, which by the way, she is ugly, and I don't think it was the first time in her life she's ever been called ugly, which is ridiculous. But anyway, she posted a screen cap of it, everyone was like, "You're so brave for doing this."
Virtual
and
like, hats on the back.
No, and all these guys were like, "Oh my god, fuck this guy!" And I'm like, first of all, you're literally just preying on the weak, and you think think like, "Oh, if I can like support you in this," I'm like, that's the farthest from feminism. But also like. Tell her to stand up for herself because she never once said something.
No, she didn't fight back at all.
She never fought back. And that's my thing. Like, I ran into her actually because we were on a show at the Creek a little while ago.
I don't believe it.
And I ran into her there. Yeah. Well, it was we did Thrill Via, which is Oni Francis' show. Yeah, I love it. Oh my god, it was so much fun. We won because we're fucking awesome. But we ran into her there and I just kept looking at her and I was like, just brave. You're just brave. Because it was like, and she...
Again, I go back to my old Eastern European mother. It's not fucking brave!
But also, not defending yourself is not brave.
That's cowardly by having people fight your fucking battles.
Having people fight your battles, exactly.
Just applaud them as they walk by.
But my thing that kills me is, like, that's the thing we're in this with this Facebook community of people, like, bullying and this and that. I'm like, you're acting like I'm the bully. I am the first person to say something to someone's face. Like, I will never have a qualm about that.
I seriously want them to make a chart to see, like, how long they spend going to mics, working on jokes and stuff like that, instead of blog posts.
Well, that's all I said.
And also, if this girl would have gotten up, and I love Jason, but if she would have gotten up and been like, you're fucking ugly. Have you seen your face? And
you would
done,
annihilated
like, 2 minutes.
3 seconds.
He would have laughed. If they were funny jokes,
exactly.
He would have been like... Maybe he would have hated her and still thought she was ugly. That's fine.
No, but
he would have been like, all right. And I bet he would have been like, you know what? You fuck with the bull, you get the horns. And that's something that, and we were talking about this, like, I'm older than a lot of these women, and it's just, you get fucked with, you fuck them back, and then you establish a boundary. And you're like, you can come after me for sure. Come on. Let's do this dance. But, you know, they stop because, again, it's when people want to bully, they bully the weak.
Yeah.
They don't bully the people who are going to stand up to them.
Well, that's the
thing. And I'm not saying he was bullying.
But, you know, that's the funny thing, though, is that, like, he kind of said it as an offhand joke, and then she got all offended, deleted him, and was like, everybody, let's yell at him.
Which is the most cowardice fucking thing is because I had that happen before.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Can I say the name?
If you want.
Yeah, it was Jen Welch.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. She saw
her. She saw her on Bumble once.
She was on our podcast a few months ago. Yeah.
Oh, God. But did her overbite come too? But anyway, no, but that was the thing with
that. Seeing Belmont in the fifth race. Okay.
That status that I wrote was like, that was why I wrote that about the how to, like the quote unquote female comic, because I was getting so pissed about these girls, like first of all, calling every guy who's in stand-up a rapist, because that show trivializes the girls that really went through something like that. And for you to say, like, I felt like this was contributing to rape culture because these guys all showed up at a mic, I'm like, that's not... Because there are girls who have really gone through something terrible and traumatic, and for you to think you can appropriate that for, like, your own insecurity, that's disgusting. And second of all, work on being funny, and you won't care who this is. Like, don't feel like, oh, I'm being victimized. Like, these guys aren't laughing at me because I'm a girl. I'm like, maybe you just aren't funny. And, like, the other day I watched some girl on stage, this was at the Pear, literally do, like, her 7-minute set all about, like, her clit. Which I'm sorry, but, like, first of all, it wasn't funny. But second of all, everyone's like, oh, that's great.
Clits are hilarious.
Was it a beefy one or not?
Who cares? But my thing is, like, if a guy... But the thing is, that's what's fucked up. That's why people think female comics aren't funny, is because girls do something like that, and they're like, she's so great. She's up on stage. Look at her doing her thing. But, like, if a guy got up there and talked about his dick for 7 minutes, everyone would be like, rapist, misogynist, this, that. And it's just, like, it's not funny. And that's the reason people don't do it. But why are we applauding this fucking mediocrity? Like, go sit there and just write...
We're not.
jokes.
Yeah, they are.
That's my whole thing with it.
That's why I respect comedians like Maria Bamford and stuff like that, because they don't go for sexual shit all the time.
She's an acquired taste. You either love her or hate her. I get that.
That voice goes right through me, though.
Well, but... Right through me. But if you're a comic, you do have to respect her imagination, her ability to create characters, and also her ability to really actually make some interesting statements on society and judgment and religion in a way that is, like, seemingly innocuous, but then you're like, oh shit, like, yeah, she just really shit on religion, you know?
But that's why I like, she's sort of watershedding, because, yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I've done it before, like, I think all guys and girls have talked about, like, their genitals and stuff like that, but I feel like with this recent thing, and I'm not trying to totally take down Amy Schumer, although her name's been dragged to the muck lately, but I feel like a lot of famous female women, like, the only things that they really get famous for is just, like, trash talking on stage and doing this, like, they're putting themselves in a box, and then Maria Bamford and people like that come along, and they have, like, these original ideas and stuff. And
but you know what, also, too, and this is just me, like, someone was saying about, like, I remember there was something on Facebook about how, like, Amy, like, totally shut down that boy, slut-shamed her. I'm like, first of all, Amy, like, she's brilliant.
About how you fuck guys all the time.
You made a movie about fucking guys.
That's what Trainwreck was about, like, being this, like, sexually liberated woman. So, but if you're willing to joke about
it. But in some ways not, though, because it was actually about being a woman who uses sex to keep away from emotional intimacy.
Right. But it's also like, but if you're feeling comfortable about making jokes about these things, why is it all of a sudden shaming or off topic for, because, like, I mean, I would never, this is my thing, though, like, I mean, if you ever heard my set, I would never, I don't get mad about dick.
See, I can make fun of me, you can't make fun of me.
That's fucking
ain't that the truth, especially as a dude, especially as a straight white male, we're the devil all of a sudden.
You guys are the devil, like,
you are.
But that's the thing.
I'm mad because I'm a heterosexual white man. I'm the bad guy.
Cis now, according to Tumblr.
I think the thing is with stand-up is, like, it's so good when it's true and it's raw and it comes from such a genuine place that you can make it funny.
Right.
And, like, that's even, like, doing, like, roast shows and stuff like that. I have no problem. Like, I have been called fucking every name in the book. And you know what? If it's funny and it's well written, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I really don't give a shit. Like, Ian Hunt.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It was so... Did you see... He had this joke. He was like... One of them was like, Alex Engelbert, because I didn't really know who he was. And he's like, Alex doesn't know who I am because I don't sell Whippets behind an Arby's. I was like, that's hilarious. And that's
it's fucking...
And it's perfect.
Yeah.
But that's my thing is, like, if I was really going to be offended by somebody calling me a whore, like, I would close my legs. But I like having sex more than I like dignity, so that's all there is to it. Like,
honestly, I don't care. You know, this goes back to what I was saying, is, like, people don't realize, like, you can be sexually liberated, and you can have sex with whomever you want. It's really how you handle yourself and how you handle it. You know what? I'm not apologetic about it, and that's why I don't sit there and freak myself out about, oh my God, am I a slut because I went home with this guy? And I mean, you know, and it's nobody's business. That's the other thing, you know, and people make
the answer is yes, you are a slut.
Yes.
But you know, let me tell you something. And this is, I know Kevin's going to be like, humble brag.
I sound like ready to go.
I've had situations where it was probably assumed it was going to be a one night stand thing. And it didn't end up being that, and we're still friends today, and whatever. But it's the worst
Hallmark card I've ever heard of.
No, but my point is it's because I didn't sit there and freak the fuck out after I fucked the guy and was like, oh my God, but do you love me? No, I was like, hey, let's do this. We did it, and then it was like high five. We don't need to go to brunch.
No.
I'm going to have some cereal. You know? But that's what I'm saying. And then we were able to be... when I say friends, I just mean, like, you know... Because I didn't fucking freak out and have this, like, you know, meltdown about, am I a slut? Who cares?
Yeah.
I didn't advertise it and tell everybody, like, oh my God. So, like, there was this really hot guy.
Does that mean I'm a slut at people on Facebook?
I don't fucking care.
Just don't go tell that story at the open Michelle mic at the UCB Theater on Fridays, all right? That's all I need
to say. I'm only going to female mics from now on. I'm only going to female mics.
Catherine Williams had a post on Facebook. She goes, I went to an all-female mic today. They had brownies. It was magical. I'm like, well, that's a good reason to go to a female mic. They have fucking brownies.
I would go for the brownies.
I'm going to do an all-female mic in my apartment, and you have to bring a cat. And like some sangria.
I mean, that's good. Go to that.
Sounds like a cry for help almost.
I would go to that. I also want to
invite... Did you see me doing that, Kevin?
I saw Cootsie. Leave the cats.
I would, like,
in one fell
swoop. Who's the Broncos fam? What? No, but that's my thing, too, though, is, like, I don't think... Like, the worst accusation people have said to me is, like, oh, you just want to be part of the boys' club. I'm like, well, first of all, stand-up is a boys' club. Like, like it or not, it is. I never wanted to be, like, the female comic who hangs with the guys. I just wanted to be a comic. But, like, second of all, like, why is me not agreeing with you all of a sudden turning me into, like, oh, I'm wanting to be this or I'm wanting to be that? Like, that's the thing. There's no...
You don't,
like,
know me!
No, literally. It's just so fucking
That's the worst
stupid.
Wanda Sykes I've ever heard.
No, but it's so stupid. And it's just, like, do you think, like... I don't know. I get very irritated with this, like, closeted idea of, like, it's just such a narrow view of, like, we're feminists because we're only, like,
they
applauded.
When you say that you, as a guy, I'm like, all right, as a guy, I'm like, oh, I'm a feminist. I'm already like, all right, there's a problem. But, like, girls like you two, that's why we're all fucking cool. It's like, hey, here I am, a comic. Hey, that's cool, I am too. And he's bullshit and blah, blah, blah. I mean, get along, that's great, that's it. Then everybody's an equal and that's the end of the fucking game.
Well, even, like, fucking Taylor Swift at the Grammys last week when she was, like, talking about, like, she's this feminist and this and that. I'm like, first of all, your entire career is shaped off of men. Mm-hmm. All you based your career off of was bashing ex-boyfriends, but not in the way of, like, you don't need this to defend yourself. It's like, I was heartbroken for 7 months and I wrote this album. Like, you had a man to thank for that. Your entire production team is males.
And
you
they were standing on the, there was, like, 20 people behind her. It's like, I got here without the help of anybody.
They don't know.
And, like, the producers were like,
and
really
now there's also a movement to, there are actually a lot of young women who are, you know, shunning that and saying, I'm not a feminist. I don't want to be a feminist.
I think I'm in that group.
You know, and, but the fact of the matter is that it's morphed, it's bastardized. Mm-hmm. It's the same with the rapey word, the feminist word. You know, people don't understand what that means. And the fact of the matter is, in my opinion, men and women are different. We're different, but we are equal. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be the same. So I'm not trying to be a guy, but I'm also not trying to be, you know, like, I'm different. I'm different than men.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I don't look at myself differently. Like, I don't sit there and feel intimidated by men. And I've certainly been in situations, both in comedy and, frankly, professionally in my day job, where it's me and a bunch of dudes. And I can tell you right now, if I walked into that room and immediately was just like, I'm going to fail. I'm the only... I don't know. Like, it mm-hmm. would never work in my life.
Exactly.
Like, and I don't view myself that way. Maybe others view me that way. And maybe in their heads, they're like, sweetheart, you don't need to speak. That's fine.
Can you give us 6 coffees with milk?
But that's them. But that's the thing, is that's them. And I have a lot of guy friends in comedy. We fuck around. They say shit to me all the time. I have no doubt that if there was any, like, if I was at a bar hanging out with them and a dude, like, really did try to hurt me or whatever, they'd beat the shit out of him.
Well, that's all the thing with your mic a month ago. You were there, too.
Whatever.
Fucking crazy guy.
And who had to stand up.
Yeah.
What
happened? Well, shit. The one fucking guy was with that. What's his? I don't even use his.
All right.
What's his
tip?
Do you
want to
tell the story?
Was
this
the
one? Was this Tank Johnson?
Yeah. So basically, what happened? I went up to get a beer because I'm a lush. There's this one comic, and his shtick is to just simply go up on stage, stare at the audience, and
well, this
then,
time he said something. He was like,
and,
hey, what's up?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then he kind of, like, you know, leans in on these, you know, he irritates the audience,
right?
Right,
yeah.
Until whatever. All I know is
We're talking about my set, but go on.
But he started messing with somebody who is a comic who has a brain injury.
Yeah.
And they started going back and forth. And then there's this other guy who is very passionate, I'm going to put it that way, who felt like he needed to defend the comic who has a brain injury.
Yeah.
And all I know is I walked out and there was a very heated argument already going, you know. But the thing is like, I felt like I did have to get involved, you know. And I was basically, that's the thing, like, I wasn't intimidated because it was a bunch of guys. I was like, you finish your set, you shut the fuck up, and you sit down. Like, that's just, you know. But if I was like, oh my God, like, oh, what's happening? I don't know. I was raised.
Well, here's
either.
The weird thing, is that I was at that mic, and then the week before, the whole N-word incident.
Yeah.
if you guys don't know, that I'm not going to drag this comic's name, but there was a comic who mentioned the N-word in his set. But he actually, like,
it wasn't Frank Terranova either.
It was not
Frank.
No, surprisingly, surprisingly, everyone would have laughed if it was Frank.
Frank would
have
punched that dude back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he's, yeah, but he said the N-word, guy got involved, and, like, yeah, Teresa was at it. She wasn't like, oh, my God, she was like, what the fuck, you know, like, she was trying to, like, we were all kind of in shock, too. I think Teresa and, like, a few others, like, stood back, not because they didn't want to get involved, but
yeah,
it was like,
well, you just don't, it was like, what it the?
So yeah, you don't expect that to happen. Is that an open mic? Hell, like for the first few seconds, I was just sitting back. I was right. like this is actually happening at an open.
Is that guy because we're usually like bored and like playing solitaire and yeah, friends, and all of a sudden you're like, oh wait,
I know,
hold on, there's
yeah,
because
like
on.
The guy stood up and we're just like this shockwave just like went through us whenever he stood up and was like, what the fuck did you just say?
Has that guy ever been seen again since?
No. There was a rumor that he showed up at Old Man Hustle when the same other comic was there and that it was like cool between them. But that's only a rumor. It's never been confirmed.
Is he not a town comic, the one that threw the punch?
I think he was. I heard.
So back to your story, though. You were saying how, yeah, guys would smack the shit out of you. And I told you, I said, I was sitting next to Mick DeFlo and then you kind of like separated them.
Yeah, I felt
like I'm
like,
I am not going to get in the middle because the guy in the middle always gets fucking hit. I said, the last thing I need to do is get hit because if I get hit, someone's going to hit back. And if I get hit back, I got more to lose.
That's also why I got involved. First of all, it's my mic,
right.
So I have to get involved because if I don't get involved,
right.
Then these fuckers are going to show up and be like, we can do whatever. And they can't.
Right.
Secondly, I felt fairly confident that they're not going to hit a woman, and I also felt confident that if they did hit me,
then I would be like, now there's a problem. Now there's
I've
a problem.
Like, wait for the second punch.
Plus
okay,
I've been
now
hit
I'll step
before.
In.
But also,
well,
too,
you know, it feels
well,
like
I knew the guy who was passionate and arguing back with him, so I was like, so I did assess it. I was like, I know this guy. I know I'm not going to get punched, at least by him.
Right.
So I'm going to go and try to stop this because I don't want a repeat
right.
of what I yeah, witnessed.
But
you know?
Also here, if we want to talk like truly like equal sexes and stuff, like if people really wanted to be equal, nobody would have given a shit if someone punched you, Monica. You know what I'm saying? Because like, oh, go throw them all out. Everybody's equal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, go
yeah.
to fucking hell. Hit
yeah.
a girl. Because everyone's
yeah.
so equal. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I like
and
that.
By the way.
I like that.
By
way.
The way, and this is another thing that's taking place now, are these women who are physically abusive towards men.
Oh, I'm
and
one
they
of those.
And they and then they sit there.
Keep
well,
your
no,
foreplay out of
this
discussion.
Like,
me and Jason beat the shit out of each other.
But the thing is like they feel like, oh, well, I can hit you. I can be in your face, but you can't hit me. And then sometimes it's not even that the guy hits the person, but they are defending themselves because they're getting pummeled. And then it's like, oh, my God, you hit a woman. And it's like, bitch,
yeah,
you deserve to get
yeah.
hit.
You know what? Honestly, like, that's – I had an incident.
I disagree with the you never hit a woman.
No. I had an incident.
You never hit – I mean, I think – I actually agree with Whoopi Goldberg. Like, they had a whole discussion about it where – like, all the girls on The View were like, you shouldn't hit a woman. Then Whoopi Goldberg was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, you shouldn't hit anyone.
Yeah, I like how Mercer's watching The View. That's my
right.
only
well,
first
well,
question.
No,
I have a sensitive side. Guys, I have a Tumblr blog. No.
No, you're absolutely right on that. So, I mean, it should just never deteriorate into physical fighting. But to sit there and say to a man or to say to your son,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're being physically beaten by a person, if you feel physically threatened, I mean, why? You could conceivably be stabbed by a woman, but you shouldn't.
Especially
if
you're dating a Puerto Rican girl. Especially.
Yeah. Especially.
Especially.
No,
watch out. They're hating
on too.
I'm not going to, whatever, but like, I mean, I've
My
straight
car's
up,
all
I've been
up.
Semi, like, it, what's it called? Reflex, like, backhanded by somebody, not hard, but also I jacked him in the face before that. Like, I close fist
yeah.
punched him in the face. Like,
I
kind of deserved it. Like, that's my thing. Like, if you're gonna be a drunk bitch, Alex, and you're gonna hit people in the face and throw their iPhones down to Second Avenue, a little, like, tap on the face isn't, I mean, it's not great. Nobody's
to
ever,
keep you in check.
No, but
yeah.
honestly, but, like, also, like, I have no right to hit anyone. So, like,
right.
I would never turn around. But I also think, too, just to go back on that, like, I think the Beth Stelling thing, that was terrible. And I think it's great that she felt the
oh,
LA comic. But
me,
now people,
totally
like, but
right.
now people have turned around and they've
that's
appropriated
abuse.
That into, like, I felt abused. Like, have you been reading that? Like, there was that whole thing after she came out and was like, he was abused. And, like, she had bruises. Like, that was terrible. And I think it's great that she came out. And now every male comic to some girls is that guy. Now every male comic that they've dated, like, these girls had this, like, witch hunt going for, like, this guy in
like,
comedy.
Okay,
so
but here's another thing about that. Let
on
me
the
say
bottom.
This. Take some fucking accountability.
I agree.
If you're dating somebody who is abusive to you, and I, please don't fucking be like, it's really hard to get, I know it's hard, but all I'm saying is, you know, take accountability, especially early on, right? Because if you're married and you have kids, it's not that easy to just fucking walk out. Mm-hmm.
Don't I know it? Just kidding. But
what I'm, you know, and if the current person is threatening to kill you if you leave. However, I'm talking about there are things that happen early on in those type of relationships that let you know that this person is an abusive person. I've dated a guy who hit me. And the minute he hit me, I was like, this is going no further. And I don't mean hit me, like punched me. I just mean he laid hands on me. I didn't sit there and get indignant. I didn't even say anything to him. I didn't say anything to him because the reason I didn't say anything to him was because I was like...
You're
gonna
get hit again?
I was just like, this is never happening again.
Yeah, I had that, like 3 years ago, I was dating this guy who had all this like PTSD from his like time in Iraq.
She's rolling her eyes and doing air quotes.
Yeah, because the war didn't happen.
I mean, whatever.
We all know that.
Neither did the moon landing.
Or the Holocaust.
Or 9/11.
The Holocaust was an inside job.
No, it really was.
Well, that gets the Germans off the hook for once. Woo! Finally!
My grandpa, you were in World War II. Come on.
Do we have to do a disclaimer here? No, I like teasing.
This is sarcasm, you fucking morons.
But no, he had like serious rage issues. The minute I figured that out, like, it's like it only takes me getting pinned up a wall one time to be like, hey, I'm packing all of my shit and bye. And that's it. And you have the thing. And like, I don't feel like I was like, oh my God, I'm so victimized. Everybody like cry for me. Like, there have been women who have been in way worse situations, but I recognized it right then. Like, I would have been stupid to stick around and be like, oh, he's going to change. No, and then someone has all these like things because like, you know, he, but you know, that's his thing. He like,
fixer upper. I can change him. Yeah. I can change him.
I have a subscription to Cosmo. I can change.
I had a boyfriend who was an alcoholic. I adore him. We're still friends.
I still have a boyfriend who's an alcoholic.
But the fact of the matter is I very quickly realized like, I can't help this person.
No,
but you pick your battles. Like, what was it? It's just.
Yeah, you pick. I mean, I don't. But then again, that happened to me. I mean, you have the right to hit him back. I mean, that's what happened to me. Well, it was in sex, but she smacked me, and then I was like, "What the fuck?"
And then Mercy had a raging erection. The rest is history.
I was like, "What? Smack this? Come on!" Then I became into it. Now I wear diapers, so it's. It's a thing that it was a
so
very
ladies,
quick
if
road.
You're looking for a good time, he likes comics, MMA.
Have you ever? Here you go.
Yeah, my Twitter handle is GooGooGagaBaby.
Have you ever been hit by a woman not in a sexual manner?
Yeah, and then I punched her in the gut.
Did you really?
Yeah, she hit me upside, like she hit me in the ear.
Ooh, so that's not good. Right. Yeah, disorientation, that's where you start. Yeah,
there was ringing and stuff like
that. Ron Arousey fucking or what?
No, this was not. This was actually someone I used to work with. No, because like I said something, this was someone I worked with. Like,
table 72 still dirty, bang!
That's pretty much what it was. Like I was back in the kitchen. Oh, by the way, this bitch made fun of my mom for having breast cancer back in high school.
I mean, in her defense, it was your mom's fault.
It was, yeah. Totally it was. She shouldn't have drank all that Splenda, you know. Yeah, it's dangerous. No, but so I really just...
Ass, titty bitch.
But so, yeah, so this was like, this is punishment for hitting me and then also making fun of my mom for having breast cancer.
Yeah, right. Know? So listen, I got punched in the face by a guy in
seventh
grade.
I don't think I could ever punch,
And, not cool, but that said, I made fun of him because I go for the jugular. Don't ever fight with me. He was adopted. And we were dating as one dates in seventh grade, which means
just
nothing. I wasn't even there yet.
Dry Catholic school.
No, oh. Catholic school.
It doesn't matter. Hand jobs are the fucking sandpaper of all.
But he just started making fun of me. Like, he just started making fun of me. And I was like, I didn't understand because I thought we were still dating. But he started making fun of me. And then finally one day, I just, like, turned around and he was making fun of my father.
No one loves you.
And I turned around and I was like, well, at least I know who my real dad is.
There you go.
And then I got punched in the face later that day.
What, was it, like, closed fist?
First of all, it was pussy because we were walking out of school and I just hear, hey, Monica. And I turn around and he clocked me.
And so what
happened
after that?
Sucker bitch move.
That is a bitch move.
I got hit by an ex-girlfriend. She spit in my face and then like went for the slap, but I fucking, my cat-like reflexes. I caught her hand, twisted it up, turn around and chicken winged her up and push her against the fucking, like, my, this is my parents' house.
And then you woke up out of your dream.
No, yeah. And I fucking smacked against the wall. I'm like, this goes no further. Yeah. You're done. This is where you're done. Because right now, yeah.
What? So why does she, like, do all that to you? Was he just, like...
She just got angry. So her thing was this. Her mother would always shit talk her dad. Like... since day one, like, she, the mom treated dad like a piece of shit, so she thought, like, I'm just gonna transfer what my mom does to me, you know, to me, to my boyfriend being me. And she did that. I'm like, let's just stop this down the fucking tracks. I'm like, we're not gonna have this. And then
now you're married to her.
No, yeah, right. What I'm saying is, don't ever
spit comes in handy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Those dry hand jobs no longer.
She's like, I can call the cops. I'm like, I can break her arm right now. It's gonna happen first. So be quiet.
Yeah. I think the rule of thumb is just don't get physical.
Right.
Yeah, just no matter man, woman, just don't. Yeah, don't get, unless you're like both into it.
See, like, I was hit.
At least you have a safe word.
Yeah.
Chattanooga.
I mean, to me, I was hit as a kid. And
wasn't
and
yeah
no a little bit more than that you know, and there just came a point in my life in a certain age that I reached, and I'll never forget this. My father smacked me, and I smacked him back, and I looked at him, and he was stunned, and I looked at him and I said, don't ever do that again, because I'm not an animal. It's not like I can't understand the words that you're saying. I understand you're frustrated, but don't ever fucking hit me again. The man never hit me again, ever.
And they went in and beat your mom instead.
Yeah.
No. You know what? You know what's really interesting? He never laid a finger on my mother.
So you know what's funny is my parents were not.
No, I was just
actually separate bedrooms. Yeah. Right.
Strangely enough, my parents were not like. I mean, they were strict as fuck, but they weren't like physically disciplinary.
Right.
And then I remember one time. It wasn't until I was older. I'll never forget this, because the one time it happened, it still haunts me because I feel really bad about it. But me and my mom got into a huge argument. I was like, I think it was right before I moved out, so I was like 17, 18.
Yeah, and you know,
and we got into a huge argument, and I remember there being like an actual physical, like hand to hand, and like somebody was up against the wall. And after that, I was like, this is not how you handle things.
No.
Because then I remember being gone and being like, I feel so bad I treated my poor mom like shit like that. Like, I don't need people. And then I remember, like, since then, I'm like, there's so many better ways. Like, we're so much more evolved than this
to deal with. Well, and that's what it is, because like my parents, when they hit me, they weren't parenting. And that's the thing. They were super frustrated.
Right.
They didn't know what to do. They wanted to be able to control me. They wanted to be able to control situations because out of fear. You know, they didn't want bad things to happen to me. So if they could have just chained me to the bed without child services showing up, they totally would have done that. You know, so it was, they never, you know, they might have thought that and they might have said that, but it was never like, we're going to hit her. To discipline her, it was always out of frustration. And I think that's the thing, is I realized that at a young age, and that's why, like, you know, when I finally reached a certain age, I was just like, this ends, this stops.
Yeah,
this is by far the heaviest episode of Safer
Podcast.
Well, that's just because Alex is here.
I'm just such a mood lightener.